Welcome back to the Mike Coleman Television Podcast. Summer takeover. We're here with our very wonderful special guest, Josh Campbell.
Still special.
Josh, glad you're here, man.
Glad to be here.
It's summertime.
We in your ear. We on your Facebook. We in your face. On your phone.
We still don't know what we're taking over, but we're taking it's the summer takeover.
We taking
Josh.
Over. Take it over. We taking over your phones, your Facebook, your YouTube.
I'm here with Tony.
That's me.
Antonio Cipollari. I'm Michael Sapp. We're here with Josh Campbell. Let me step in on something real quick. I got this kind of idea. If y'all noticed, it's kind of interesting. We've got two Walmarts. They're pretty close together, right? Do you see that a lot? I mean, that seems like they're...
Hartsville and Decatur.
Are they pretty close?
I mean...
Yeah, well, maybe it's not too abnormal, but my feeling is this a little bit. I feel like sometimes you're just in a mood. Like, I'm going to go to the North Walmart today. Like, they kind of have different personalities, right? Wait, just hold on. Am I the only one?
Yes, I think
that feels
so.
That way. It's like there's a little bit of a personality thing happening. Like, I feel like North Walmart's kind of a little bit preppier. They're kind of preppy. Am I wrong there, what? Tony? You don't feel like it? Like, no, they're trying to be a target.
I go to the new renovations. That's what most Walmarts are starting to
Is that
look
what
like
we're becoming?
Now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm off here, but I feel like South Walmart's got a little bit more of an edge.
An edge?
Oh, my God.
Huh? Am I wrong?
It's harder to get in and out of.
Yeah?
The South Walmart.
But, like, yeah. Have you been on, like, a Friday night South Walmart?
I'll try to stay out there.
All these kids.
It's exciting. Like, there's a lot going on. Like, I feel like they could open up a tattoo parlor in one of those side rooms.
Next to the lady selling puppies.
Yes.
Like, out in the parking lot.
I feel like at South Walmart, I'm going to meet the drummer of a band or something. You know? Like, you're going to
You might meet Miley Cyrus.
You could.
Might meet Miley Cyrus.
You know, it's totally legal to park your RV there.
For how long?
Yeah.
Just as long as...
I don't know. That's what we did.
Yeah, that's kind of
in my 20s.
And you just had the RV.
Just parked there. Yeah, huh. It's beneficial to them. You're only taking up one spot, and what are you going to do when you get hungry?
Technically, you're taking up two spots.
Yeah, it depends on how big it is.
That's true.
And how well you can park.
Yeah, I think that's a good thing, though. You get the RVs, the truckers. You get that a lot in the North Walmart,
yeah,
too.
I go to the North Walmart because it's convenient and closer to home.
Yeah.
I avoid the South Walmart as much as possible.
Is it because of the edge?
I have my personal reasons why I don't go to the South Walmart. And I can't say it.
Oh, somebody works there.
No.
I worked at the South Walmart.
No, it has nothing to do with any past or present employee that works there.
Yeah.
It's people who I see there.
Okay.
I'm just like, yeah, I don't feel comfortable because I don't know what could happen.
The people selling dogs?
No, it's the people inside Walmart.
The people inside?
Yeah.
All right.
I go to the north end, which I'm starting to see that situation again, too. So I'm like, well, it's closer to home. And plus, Walmart's hot deli I hate to say this, but their hot deli is a lot better at the north end.
That's what I mean. They've got it. It's a little bit
It doesn't mean anything. It's just the people preparing the food.
This could be a proximity problem for you, Michael.
It could be.
So I live in Brushy Pond. I'm not driving all the way to 310 to go to Walmart. If need be, I'm going to the south end.
And it's already, 20 minutes for you?
25, 30.
What do they got out there, Brushy Pond?
Brushy Pond?
Yeah, what's happening in Brushy Pond?
There's a Brushy Pond.
nice.
Is there really an actual? There is not. There probably is somewhere.
I'm sure there is.
There is something somewhere.
There's not a lot out there, and I think that's why a lot of us live out there.
Y'all got
a
Dollar General?
We do. Everywhere has one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hansel's got two.
Yeah. And they move. They migrate. Have you noticed that in West Point and Vimont?
They do not.
They'll migrate like 0.2 miles down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see the reasoning for Vimont. They got closer to the trailer park there.
Mm-hmm.
It made it more convenient for people at the trailer park because I probably because they got a lot more people coming from the trailer park to go to the Dollar General. But the West Point, I didn't understand why the West Point one moved that just like down the road.
No telling. I'm sure some actuary is sitting around crunching numbers somewhere.
Somebody crunch some numbers. So you're in Brushy Pond. Josh, how well do you know your neighbors?
I don't have a whole lot of neighbors.
You're pretty secluded out there.
Yeah, Max Shoemaker, he lives next to me, and my in-laws live on the other side, and that's about it.
You're next to the in-laws, huh? Mm-hmm. Pretty close?
I could throw a rock and hit their house.
Yeah.
Not that I have.
That's good. I bet that's great with the...
I mean...
My mother-in-law would kill me.
That's convenient, though, man, having in-laws and with the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's great.
It's... yeah, it is. Especially when you can't, like... have a problem like you have where, which Walmart am I going to go to?
This is a first world problem, right? Golly. Which Walmart? So y'all don't see the they've got two personalities, I feel like.
I see it now, but again, I will travel down to South End to go to Aldi to get groceries, and then I will, if they don't have what I need, I'll travel all the way back over to the North End.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And go to the Walmart there. Because again, I live in Vermont. It's a lot closer. Just pass through town, stop by a new Walmart.
Yeah.
Go home.
Oh, I love the problems y'all have. My mom, she'll say, God, I forgot such and such, and I got to run to Walmart. It's like 15 minutes down the road. I can't even get to Dodge City in 15 minutes.
Well, it is an issue. Let's say that living in Coleman, sometimes you think like, man, I don't want to go into town. You know, we say that,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah, like, but you live in minutes. Town, Michael.
I do, but I have not always lived there.
Oh,
you know, I lived in Vermont about 5 miles further. So things like we're going to head into town. This is when we only had one Walmart. It was on the South End. It was a 10, 15 minute. But that's
wasn't as much traffic back then.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Now it's like it takes me 15 minutes to get into town.
But that's what I'm saying. That's our complaint. 15 minutes,
but I say
if we say this to anybody else,
I say town
in Huntsville
or
somebody in Atlanta, it takes me 15 minutes to get to where I got to go.
Tell that somebody from Europe, they're gonna be like, "Oh wow, 15 minutes? That's pretty quick."
Josh, how do you handle tailgaters?
How truthful do you want me to be?
I don't want to peel every layer of this onion. Okay. Like, I don't need, like, we don't.
You know, the older I get, the things that go through your head, it changes. Used to make me mad. I just try not to be the one tailgating.
Yeah.
You know, it
so you're saying
you can literally not improve your arrival time in Coleman.
Oh, yeah.
You cannot improve your arrival time.
Yeah.
If you speed.
Like, where do you need to be 30 seconds sooner that's going to make a difference? Is that what you're saying? Like, Unless you're going to the hospital, mm-hmm. an emergency, something like that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, though, most people, they're tailgating so that what? They can be 30 seconds faster.
Yeah.
Because after they go through you, then they got the whole line of people right in front of you.
Right, yeah. Well, yeah, and then if you were saying that to a tailgater and they say, well, you don't understand, my boss is going to grill me if I'm 1 minute late. And it's like, did you know that before you woke up?
Oh, yeah.
Did that change overnight?
Yeah.
Or could you have woke up a little sooner?
Tony, do you tailgate?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I mean, I've caught myself like, oh, I need to back off.
Yeah.
But like.
So not a not purposefully.
I'm like, not going to lie. I speed through town all the time. I got the car for it. I say all the time. Not really. But if it's late at night, I'm probably. There's nobody on the road, I'm probably going a little bit 10.
They did bump 31 up to 40, right? Through downtown was 35 to 40.
I mean, I don't hit. As soon as I get to like the intersection of Sportsman's Lake, that's when I kind of, especially going up that hill.
Yeah. Well, that's when you let it.
That's when I let it go.
I got to tell y'all about it. Oh, man.
I don't know that you could hit 40 mile an hour through here. I mean, every other red light catches me.
Yeah.
Every other red light.
Not to mention the 31.
I kind of want to talk about my... I have a secret... Do y'all have secret friends in town? Like, they don't know that you know them or you see them? Okay, I got...
Oh, unknown, like an unknown person. See them every morning.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, but you don't know their name.
I got this guy. I want to meet him. I don't know who he is. Drives an Audi. And I see him. He has to have a kid the same age. So I see him in the car line situation or going to and fro. But this guy... He can go up that hill by the stockyard on 157, you know?
Uh-huh.
I think that's his daily stress relief. He lets it go.
He hammers it down.
He lets it go. Like, we watch it, and man, I don't know if they had a radar out there. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably over.
But you see this guy every morning?
110, maybe. I mean, it's fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I got to where I kind of, you know, there was a moment where there's a little bit of a challenge.
Ooh.
I thought, maybe I'll, but I'm not fast and furious, right? But it's not a top end thing, but you know, it's that initial, you know, electric torque, it'll get moving. This guy though, I wave to him now. We've never met. But anytime I see him and we pass, I'll give him a little wave. But I've never met him in public. I want to, you know, I feel weird. Like, hey, let's pull over at the Arby's.
Gentlemen,
you know,
what color is his Audi? Gentlemen in the Audi that goes super fast on 157. You are welcome to the show.
He's racing. Now, I'm not talking about like he's speed, like he's moving.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Like it.
So, yeah, I'd like to meet this guy. Whoever you are, secret Audi friend, I hope you're dead.
Michael waves at you. You know who you are. Michael waves at you.
Yeah, I salute you.
You know,
come message him to come on the show. We'll block out your face.
We'll block the tag out.
So
we want to know who you are.
There'll be a cop sitting out there at the top.
Yeah.
Michael, now I you know. Just ruined it.
You just ruined Dang his it. Release.
Yeah. I felt
he'll
like
find
that
another
was
road.
His, yeah.
No, the guy's watching. He'll be watching this and he's like, crap, I got to take another way.
I
got to
go a different way. This jerk.
I'll take Child Haven.
Jerk. Yeah. Yeah. Anywho, that's why
You know, the secret friends, so I don't know when it was every morning I'd pass this guy and I had a blue Tundra, right? Sticks out.
Yeah.
And his truck looked identical except for it had an ugly looking Auburn sign on the front.
Rotad.
And we would
So wait, his truck looked like yours.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
And okay. There was about a mile or two stretch of Highway 69.
Yeah.
Where he was commuting home, obviously, or somewhere. Maybe he was heading to Jasper. I don't know. Never met him. And we would pass each other, and it got to where we would wave.
You went because you had the same
truck. It was part
of the
morning routine. Yeah.
It's like, oh, this guy.
Yeah. I mean, you don't.
Yeah.
Not only do you not pass that many blue Tundras, that's an 07, 08, 09 model. It looks identical, but we did it every morning. And I've never told anybody that, but.
Let me ask you this. Like that relationship that doesn't exist.
Right.
Then at some point, like it got a little like, what if I'm just kind of tired today? I don't want to wait. Like I'm insulting this guy that doesn't know I'm his, like we're friends. Like
could ruin his day.
It could affect his.
I mean, if he didn't wave back at me,
there's some social etiquette. That's what I mean. Once you started, then what happens if you just say like today, like blue Tundra, not feeling it today?
How much effort does it take to do that though?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Let me tell you something. I got a buddy of mine who's I know his dad like met his dad maybe once or twice, and his dad doesn't live that far from where I work. And sometimes when his dad's out and I'm out driving in the neighborhood and his dad is out maybe talking, I would wave at him because we've met before. I know this person. Yeah. We've met. He's seen my car. He knows what my car looks like. Never waved. And I complained to his my friend. I was brought like, it up. Your dad does never waves at him. And you know who I'm talking about too.
this is a very kind of Larry David thing. And, you're like, how come you don't wave to me when I drive by?
He finally, the last few months, he's been waving back when I would see him out.
Because you chided him. You shamed him into waving to you.
I did.
He doesn't want to wave to you, and now you made him wave.
Well, I'm not the only one that would wave at him, and he wouldn't wave back because everybody knows him. Not everybody knows him, but maybe in the friend group.
He was tired of, he's wanting 10 and 2. Just like Josh said,
No, he's just sitting out there walking the dog.
Oh, he's not even driving.
He's just standing there in front of the house, and he's not waving. Nothing.
Is that what the growth of Coleman has led to, where we don't even wave to our neighbors?
You know, there's something to that. When we're the same age.
Yeah.
You remember?
Class of 2000.
That's right.
Another class. Were you smoke-free class of 2000? Did they did that for y'all?
Was that
you
had second the t-shirt? Grade?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We got the t-shirts. That was everybody.
Yep.
That came up last time, and Jared said, yeah, it's about the year I started smoking, I think. If you hadn't seen the episode, go watch it with Jared Gittins, another class of 2000. Great. Keep going, Josh. Sorry.
Yeah. I forgot where.
Oh, I ran you off, didn't I? Dang it.
Smoking class of 2000.
Yeah.
Oh, we, in the 80s and 90s growing up.
Yeah.
It was ingrained in us, I guess, just by being there and watching it. It's just what you did. You drive. If we see our parents, they're driving. They got.
You're talking about waving.
And, yeah,
just wait the friendly wave.
Yeah. So even to this day, it's kind of died out, but not enough for people who are not accustomed to living here to not notice. A lot of the folks we've moved in from out of state, I would say a handful of people that have moved here specifically ask me, why do people just wave? I don't know these people.
Right.
I just moved here from Michigan.
Do you wave in Brushy Pond? Will you wave to people that drive by?
Yeah, like, or lift a finger? I feel bad if I don't.
Yeah. Show me your wave. Like, is it a finger, two fingers, a hand?
So if I got my hand on the steering wheel,
yeah,
it'd be at least that.
You get it on peace.
Yeah.
Two finger. Okay.
Peace. Yeah.
At least that.
And you get it returned almost all the time, yeah, I bet.
And it's very similar.
But when you are in town, do you do it? You're not doing it right?
It's a lot of waves.
It's a lot of... Yeah. So, you're getting a workout with those fingers there.
Yeah.
I think
that could be the problem.
I think we do it in the county.
I think it's mostly
I do it in county. Vinemont when I'm, driving out there.
There's not a lot of people.
I think you're onto something.
Yeah. Mm. Let me tell you something. I'm going to bring this up. It's kind of been bugging me. It's a dumb thing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you. It's kind of dumb, but it made me scratch my head because we're going to get to this. Josh has recently been a part of starting a cool company. We're going to talk about that. Impact Mortgage Group. I can't stand up. Show me your shirt.
Hope.
There it is. Impact Mortgage Group. We're going to talk about that. If you need help with mortgages, anything to do with that, come talk to Josh. Josh Campbell. We're going to talk about that. But, okay. Had a guy, a transplant, not from here. I was talking to him recently at an event. And he made this comment.
Wait. Pause.
Yeah.
Talking to a guy, he was a transplant?
Yeah, like not from here.
Oh, I was thinking something.
He was thinking something.
Oh, no,
something
no,
totally
no, 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 no.
Different.
That's common, like, right?
What?
Like that's a, like people say that, right? Like
no.
A transplant?
Yeah.
No?
No,
do we not
like
say
snowbirds?
That?
This is the first time I've heard this come up, but
you
that
haven't
is really
heard that?
Close.
Isn't that a thing?
A transplant.
No.
Like somebody that wasn't from here, but they've moved here and put roots in.
No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that's a...
You've heard of that?
Okay. I could be way off, and I might just be proving this guy's point now. So this guy, real nice guy. You could tell he's smart, educated kind of guy, And he says this to me, though. He makes this comment about how, like, Coleman's growing. Used to be a real, everything's buddy-buddy. Everybody knows everybody. He said, but soon... us people not from here are going to, like, balance out those from here.
guy said that?
Yeah, he said this. And here's, and like, I didn't think much about it at the time.
Should have invited him on the show.
Well, I'm going to now. But I started thinking about it.
Can
I
come back?
You can come back. You're well, listen, the
I'd
door's
like to
open.
Meet this guy.
And I thought to myself, I was like, well, is there something wrong with us just from here? Like
why
do we
did
need
he move
to
here,
yeah.
Then?
Well, here's the other thing I thought. Well, the other people that I know that lived here that moved away, they're just people from here that moved somewhere else. Are they tarnishing that place too? You know, like what? It was kind of a weird take, I feel like.
Never mind.
So you bring a lot of people in from out of state.
Yeah.
Have you had that sentiment kind of, have you heard that? Like we're going to balance out.
No. Was he wanting to change, Coleman?
I can only assume there was some assumption there of like it would be better if there were more people not from here. That was kind of my takeaway, was like, yeah, we're gonna get it
better. I didn't make that guy alone. You know, it would
you didn't
be,
bring him here,
right? Yeah, it'd be hard to show up anywhere and for a very short amount of time and then assume that you're so smart and know a better way of living that you would want to change
the
culture of where you just moved to.
Sometimes, right? Like, I'm here now, so.
Maybe he's got a savior complex, you know?
I don't know. But what are you saving?
Right.
What? Anywho.
Why did you
hear? I thought y'all might get a kick out of that. It kind of tickled my brain a little. Yeah. I thought, what does that mean?
Like, you know, me and the guys at work, we move a lot of people here, and they do nothing but brag. You know, a lot of them, they obviously, we have lower ad valorem tax. They're not used to. Yeah. We don't tax everyone to death in comparison to the places that they're coming from.
Gotcha.
They talk about the crime rate or
safety.
Lack thereof.
Yeah.
In the hometown vibe.
Yeah.
I had one lady who she told me after being here for a while, it took her, she was an older lady, mm-hmm. you know, she's in her 70s, and she came here from Michigan, and she said it took her some time to get used to how polite people were, and I asked her what she meant. And she said, for example, when I go to the gas station, or convenience store, whatever she calls it. And she said, there will be some, like a young man standing there holding the door open for me. And it's, you know, my first, my initial thought is why is he doing this? You know, is this
that's called
setup?
Southern hospitality, baby.
There you go, Tony.
So the hospitality.
Honey, you hold the door open?
Yeah. All the time.
I know unless, this guy does.
Unless they're
Josh
rude
Campbell
to me.
Does.
Unless they're rude to me, I usually call them back. I'm like, hey, come here.
What
come
are they?
Come back.
At what
come
point?
Back.
At
come
what?
Back. They'll come back, and then I'll shut the door on them and say,
you
come in
not.
Now. I do so.
Why
watch
they,
me.
Why are they rude to you?
They don't say thank you. They don't say, oh, thank
Wait,
you so,
so
much.
Wait, so you're just holding the door to get a response?
No.
You want to... That's a.
I don't do that. No, I still hold the door.
It's a standard.
It's a standard.
Regardless.
You hold the door.
Yeah.
Hold the door.
And how much time does it take to wait?
Josh, you told me a cool story. Your granddad left you a lot of good nuggets of wisdom, but one of them in particular, kind of in this vein. Do you remember what it was? About parking?
Parking?
Yeah. Tell me about that.
Yeah. I mean, it just, it goes along, it's a long rabbit hole here, but just for to answer your question in short, you tell us not to take the parking spot that's up closest to the building. You know, there's
that's a different mindset.
Older, I don't do that
right?
because I don't want folks. My car to get dinged up.
I park next to the lady at Walmart that's selling puppies.
You're out the back
and double park that way. No one pulls next to me.
Look, my dad always gave his driving advice to me was take the path of least resistance. So I kind of take that into the parking lot, like Tony. I feel like, if I'm farther back, I'm, you know. But your granddad's point was you're saving it for somebody that needs it more than you.
Well,
that's pretty cool.
When you think about it.
That's kind of a philosophy, right?
Yeah, a way of, and it's not about right or wrong. It's just holding yourself to that standard. I can't say that I haven't whipped up in a Dollar General and just parked right up in the front. But as a general, yeah. Why not save that for somebody? There's, you know, when did handicap parking? It's like the late 80s, early 90s before handicap was mandated or enforced.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like if you got
you're saying 20
parking spots, you have to have one handicap.
Yeah.
If you got 40 or 50 yeah. or whatever, you have to have two. So at some point, we replaced our own standards with government regulation to tell us to respect the elderly.
So you're saying like before that, people were more apt to leave it open just sort of out of good, like the take a penny, leave a penny. Right, yeah. Like yeah. it's just going to be there. But now that it's mandated, our mentality is more like, "Hey, you've got a space."
Yeah, you've got a space. 2 out of 50.
Yeah, like
fend for yourself.
Okay,
I'm in a hurry.
I hadn't thought about that, Josh. Tony, have you thought about that?
I didn't grow up in the '80s, so.
But do you think about parking where you park other than your car? Like you're just thinking, like, man, I don't want to get a ding.
Yeah, I don't want to get a ding. Man, I don't really think about
my wife's car. She got hit in Walmart.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if it was a buggy, if it was a door, but somebody just like.
There's like 100 cameras on Walmart. They have more cameras than a bank.
Yeah, we never,
Walmart also has facial recognition software.
Sure.
Yeah. If you're banned from Walmart,
they know.
You're banned from one Walmart, you're banned from all Walmart.
They know.
That's why he goes to the North Walmart.
There it is.
That mystery
has been solved.
That's scary. They have facial recognition.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have that many problems that's necessary?
Because people they have a constant Walmart problem does. With people stealing. But when you steal from Walmart once,
I think it's a moral
you're banned.
Problem.
You're
not
banned
a lack
once.
Of technology.
You're banned once, and once it you're banned, you. You're banned from all Walmarts.
That's it.
I think those.
Then you go to Dollar General.
That's yeah. That self checkout's just tempting, though, right? I guess if
Wait,
you're
you don't
a thief,
use self checkout.
I do, but I'm saying for a thief, I guess it's tempting to be like, I'm not scanning this. But they see it. They know. They got 100 cameras.
But is it worth them? I mean, it is for some. Have you been asked for your receipt?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You've never done the self checkout, and then the person up there, they're like, "Let me check your receipt."
Nope. I've never. Been
I have.
No.
I have. So it's interesting to me that such a global juggernaut.
Do you think it's
would
the
put
beard?
Money into facial
like, what
recognition?
Is it about Josh that
I don't know.
Stopped him?
I look like with my hair out. Apparently, I look like a Afro Arab. So
Afro Arab. Well, they're profiling Josh
they're
for some reason. Why is Campbell getting
right out of the gate?
They're like,
have
let
me
see
him.
Your receipt.
Me and Tony walk in. Facial recognition hits, and it sees the beard. And
so
they're
Tony,
like, oh,
it's here at South Walmart. Tony's out.
Yeah.
They got him, and then you. They want to see your receipt. Well, meanwhile, I'm just in the parking lot looking around, like.
Someone's gonna hit my wife's car.
Where am I?
Show this up is... on one of them's radar that's watching the probably 30 cameras back there, or screens.
Yeah.
You know, it probably looks like NASA.
Yeah.
And they're like, "There's no way that guy's in there looking at shampoo."
Maybe.
What's he doing on the shampoo?
Maybe
aisle?
They have
that's
like,
suspicious.
Yeah, like he's been on the shampoo aisle too long.
You know what it is? I know what it is. I don't like going to Walmart, so. When I'm pulling up in the not handicap and saving space parking spot.
You're in the back.
I'm in the back. As I'm walking in, I'm mapping everything out. I'm like, I got to get cat.
Whoa.
I
got to
get cat food. I've got to get this. I've got to get that. And I not only that, but how can I get there the quickest? It's fun.
You've got it set up. But let me ask you this, though. Is this like a head up or head down Walmart situation? Like...
Head up or head down. If I'm head down, Michael, I'm ashamed of what I'm getting.
No, it's more like you don't want
to
bump into anybody.
Out.
Yeah, like are you? I mean,
no,
you
if
know,
I didn't want to bump into anybody, no. Brushy Pond is equally.
Yeah,
I could be in Jasper in 30 minutes.
Yeah,
save myself 5 minutes by going like to Coleman. So if I don't want to bump anybody, I just go to Jasper.
You go to Jasper, and you're not worried about it. But right, sometimes you just don't want to bump into anybody.
Yeah.
Nothing against whoever I'm bumping into, but I just want to get my stuff and get out.
You just ain't friendly, Michael.
God, is that it?
Look, if I go into Walmart, I see somebody, hey, how you doing? Granted,
let me tell you.
That's how my grandfather was, and he was basically the father figure in my life. And when I would go to Walmart with him, he would... anybody he'd know, he'd be like, hey, dummy! And yeah. people would
and they just they'd
love it. They'd love it.
Yeah.
They'd,
yeah. yeah. Maybe that's it. My wife, she's a teacher. When we go to Walmart, we'll see 100 students. But listen, they love her. She talks to every one of them. She's nice. She loves them. We'll be in there. She'll talk to the kids, their parents. They love her.
Teaching is a calling.
That's it, man. Like I try to get my head down and then I'm out. But no, if I'm with her, there's no chance. She's gonna see.
Yeah, that, social and that's butterfly.
Like North Walmart, you're gonna bump into your old elementary school teacher, I feel like it's got that kind of vibe.
North Walmart?
Yeah. South Walmart is more like I said, like if you're looking for a bassist for your metal band, he's in there.
Somewhere. He's in there.
Oh my God.
So my wife, she's a school teacher.
Yeah.
Anytime we go out somewhere, she teaches at Corner.
Yeah.
Or Bagley. It's elementary school.
Yeah.
So if we go down that way, or she ever, or like to Summerton.
Yeah.
And she bumps into the kids. It's cool.
She's a star there, right?
Well, and so think of it. You've got these 4, 5, 6-year-old, and then she's been teaching for 20 years. So, but you have these little kids that come up and they'll say, Miss Campbell, what are you doing here?
Yeah. They're surprised.
It's like they you should be
in the classroom. yeah. You know, why are you? What is?
Yeah.
You can't have a life outside of school.
Yeah, why are you here?
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Well,
I used to think of. I used to think like that when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I used to think that everybody paused when they left school. In my life, until I interacted with them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's when they're, I was stupid.
Like
though.
They're just, it's not stupid, you know.
That's a great premise for a story though.
Like everything just stops.
Everything, like they go home and then they just pause. They're like robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a screenplay, Tony.
That's a screenplay.
A short or something.
Hey, man.
You know, but okay. On the note of being a kid in the 80s, I was thinking about this the other day. You know, sometimes you get paranoid as you get a little older. And I was thinking, I remember back in the day, used to be outside playing, and you'd hear that sound like shh, and it was like the mosquito truck coming. In the city, we had that. I don't know.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like
we ain't getting out there in the county, man. We get it.
Okay. Well,
oh, man.
In the city, they'd bring the mosquito trucks around, and it was like a truck that was spraying. Okay.
We missed out on that.
Y'all missed out.
Yeah.
But here's
that's
the thing.
That's probably one of the reasons we wave out in the county.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
that's why I don't wave at people in the city when I get here is because the fog.
Here's the thing, though, is what I'm thinking is like, what were we breathing in, man?
Who knows?
I mean,
that's
what?
That's probably why you don't wave.
That's breathing in that anti-social stuff.
It was getting the mosquitoes, but man, we were huffing it straight in from the truck.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm. See, we huffed cow crap and chicken crap out there in the county.
It's a different kind
chicken
of
houses.
Chicken gas.
Houses. I grew up ammonia. On chicken houses too.
Yeah. Ammonia, yeah. Breathing it in.
They open those doors and north wind picks up.
Yeah.
Smells like money. That's what grandpa used to say.
Did he?
Depends on what
anytime we would go past chicken houses or farm or anything, he smell that. He's like, oh, it smells like money. Oh my God.
I mean, you don't raise chickens though. It's like,
Josh, tell us a little bit about Impact Mortgage Group. What do y'all do? I mean, listen, I'm a simple kind of guy. I don't know a lot. I know there's an interest rate.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
That's good. That's a good start.
What do you guys do?
So
who all is it? Can you kind of tell me a little bit? Like
yeah.
What?
So the four of us in Coleman, it's...
Four guys?
Yep. Cool. Brandon Snyder, Josh Phillips, Zeb Smith.
I know
myself.
All those guys. Yep. Good guys.
So we've been on this venture since March or April of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And so Randy... who started Impact, we talked with him.
It was a different dude.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's from Red Bay. And so...
Is this like a franchise situation?
No.
It's different. So there's an Impact Mortgage Group, and that's different from what y'all started, or...?
No. It's like our home base is essentially Coleman.
Gotcha.
Like as far as the physical office.
Yeah.
But we've got folks that work from home. all over.
So who's Randy?
Randy Lowry. We met him over the years, just being in the business.
So he works with you?
Well, he owns the company.
Okay, so he started the company,
mm-hmm.
and y'all kind of work.
And y'all got brought on.
Y'all got brought in.
Randy started it.
Okay, and I got you. I'm sorry. I was thinking like you four started Impact Mortgage.
Well, yeah, no. So
okay.
Randy had.
Okay. I'm sorry.
He had one lender.
All that mosquito fog.
Yes, you know? Mosquitoes.
It wasn't worth
this
it.
Guy.
No, so Randy, he started it, I believe, in January of 2023, and he had one lender, and then he brought the four of us on in Coleman.
Okay.
And cool. Since we've added several across the state.
But y'all are doing good, man. I see y'all stuff.
We got some big stuff coming.
Yeah.
You know, here locally, too. The big thing is we're a brokerage.
Okay.
So, you know, I believe it's 7 or 8 companies that we can write for now. So banks, these lenders, you know, not to bore you to death, but things change for them. They pull products. And if that's the only place you write for, then that product's just gone. For example, manufactured housing. If the big wigs at the company say, hey, we're not doing that anymore, regardless, shut it down, then that's bad because you can't service the needs of your customers. Gotcha. You know, the people that trust you, and you got to send them somewhere else. In our case, we have all these other companies we can write for.
Gotcha.
You know,
but you're good. You go to high schools, you go to mm-hmm. schools.
Yeah.
You're talking to kids. What are you doing?
So
do they listen?
They do.
Are they interested?
The first year I did it, I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah,
I knew it was needed, and I knew it'd be good for them. I didn't know if you got a classroom full of 18 kids, if four of them get something out of it, then it's worth that, you know, time to invest into those four kids.
Yeah,
even if it's just one. So
you're talking like finance stuff.
Finance,
you're talking about
all things. You know, over the years it's adapted, and I've got to where, you know, I essentially know what they need to know, and I let them pull it out of me.
Yeah. Have you ever bombed one of those?
No.
You haven't?
So no.
You're just going in killing it.
Yeah, and
hey.
I'm not killing it. You said that, but
yeah.
Those
yeah.
are your words.
Yeah.
You know, there are some kids, and they're conked out.
Yeah.
They're not listening. But
do
that's
you come
with
in, like, with
class.
Jokes or anything, like, to kind of, or is it just straight to the meat?
Yeah. The seniors, so I go to eighth grade and the seniors, and they equally have awesome questions.
Yeah.
I've got hammered on Facebook by some people for, you know, what are you doing talking to eighth graders about credit scores and all this and that? And it's like, what?
You mean they don't like it?
You don't know what these eighth graders are capable of. You know,
not only that, but it seems like there's a lot worse out there they could be doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Go check their search history, boss.
Yeah.
And they're fully capable of understanding what a credit report is.
Yeah.
The way I relate it to them is eighth grade, ninth grade, they start getting that talk like every class you take.
Yeah.
is going to go towards your permanent record, right? And if that's all they understand about it, they know it's practice is over.
Yeah.
High school starts. Well, the class that I go to is an eighth grade class, but it counts for high school, so they've already been told this goes on your transcript.
Yeah. Okay.
So I relate a credit report to their high school transcript.
So they learn kind of adult stuff.
A GPA, which is your credit score, which is the largest...
Very cool.
Component of your interest rate, which is
it's important,
the wealth killer or builder, you know, and lay examples out for, you know, what that looks like.
What that means to them, to their future, potentially.
Yeah. So say Tony takes care of his credit and you don't. And I lay it out. I'm like, both of y'all get, both
Shut
of
up,
you
Michael.
Get the loan.
I'm just,
both of you get the loan.
He picked the
my
role.
I started closest to me and went to the right.
Maybe Tony. Maybe we talk to Tony. Build his credit up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not
good.
What's a good thing to do to build it up, Josh?
Is it a prepaid credit card?
Really?
Well, just having a history.
Some kind of history. That's helpful.
I mean, well,
I've got history.
So payment history counts for over 30% of your overall credit score. You can't change that. Once you miss a payment, it's there for 7 to 10 years.
Really?
And the further you distance yourself from that missed payment, the less it matters. Yeah. You know, it's like holding somebody accountable for something they did 7 years ago. You know, it still happened, but it carries less weight.
Josh, let me ask you this. I don't mean to... There's something I've totally forgot to mention is you're sort of Facebook famous. Like when you talk about who? People, says me. So like you talk about people jumping on you on Facebook.
Yeah.
I guess that could be because you're out there. You've got the car line. I call it the car line episodes.
Yeah.
There's
not an official.
There's not an official.
Term. And it wasn't even season two until season one had already happened. And the teachers in Carline kept asking me to make more videos. They're like, when are you going to make another Carline video? And it's like,
when are you going to make one?
We already, it was morning Carline. We were trying to race to be first in Carline, which was difficult. But
some people get there early.
I told them, I said, okay, if y'all, you've got the demand, just go ahead and make it. So there never was a season one. It was just a consequence, really, because season
two. Did you watch them, Tony?
No.
Didn't do your homework.
I didn't. Well, I was a little busy yesterday. All right. A little busy.
Sprung it on. I was kind of sprung it on Tony.
Kind of doing some local stuff around the town. There you go.
So Josh does these cool videos. I'm not trying to.
I've seen clips.
Yeah. Yeah. They're funny.
So
it's fun. I never had that much fun in Carline, and you're out there having a blast. I mean, I love picking up my kid. Don't get me wrong. That's great. That's the best part of when the kid
comes. Right, but we all have stuff going on.
But just sitting there, at 2:30 or whenever, or I guess for you, sometimes 2:59 or 3:05.
Right, that's a long walk.
Of shame.
Yeah, that's it. Yep.
Yeah.
You got to go get the kids from the office because they've already shut Carline down.
Yeah.
Dad, where were you?
Mm. I don't have that problem yet.
I did something dumb one time. This is bad. I take my oldest. I've been taking him to school since he was in primary school. He was late one time. Twice.
What you doing bringing your kid late?
8 years. But one time, we got behind somebody, man. And I heard the train coming. I was like, no. I knew that if we didn't beat it, we were going to be late. And so I did what us idiots do sometimes, and I sort of got animated, you know, my hands and what, let's go, and why are you going 2 miles per hour?
Yeah.
You know.
You started tailgating.
I did it. I did.
It happens.
It happens, and I did it. And
why couldn't you leave 30 seconds before?
Exactly. It was my fault. I take full responsibility. But the shame gets even worse because I didn't know the policy that if you're late, you all get out and walk to the same place and sign your names and all this. So this person was going to the same place we were.
Oh, man.
And I didn't realize they were taking their kid, too. And so not only did I act like a fool.
Did y'all speak?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
did you apologize?
No,
you didn't. Look, you doubled down. Here,
I didn't double
you
down.
You were like, what is your problem?
No, I didn't. I was so ashamed.
You start tailgating him on the way into the office. See who's going to be first to get in.
So ashamed. I acted like nothing happened.
Yeah.
And they did too. They were just very gracious. Maybe they didn't see me. They certainly couldn't hear what I was saying in my car. So it could have been a big nothing.
So you didn't get to the door and hold it open for them.
No, I did. I was very, very nice about it.
I would have doubled down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you know, people are crazy these days. You don't know what could happen.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know. And it gets kind of worse. I was going to leave it out, but I feel like we're putting our cards on the table. And then it turns out they kind of ran one of my wife's favorite restaurants.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
and I felt like an idiot every time going in and ordering.
You still went?
Not for a little while.
Yeah, you got to let
out
that
of shame.
after the podcast, I need to know, or after the show, I need to know what restaurant
this is. It's a great place. We still support it. It's delicious.
We don't have to say it right now.
But man, I was an idiot. Mm. But I did that thing.
They probably spit in your food.
I deserved it. I hope, you know. Oh, man.
Do you have extra wait times there?
Sometimes. I'm like, I know.
You look around and the place is like, half empty. And they're like, sir, it's going to be a 45-minute wait.
But I'm not saying anything. I'm just politely waiting.
That's good.
Thank you. Josh Campbell, Impact Mortgage. How can they get in touch with you? They can find you, obviously. He's Facebook famous. Guys, if you're not following him, watch him. I think he's going to make some more stuff. Tell me you are. Some more videos, something.
Do I have to tell you today?
No. Come back.
Come back and tell
you? Come back and tell us what you're doing.
There's always adventures. And yeah, I'll say this. The car line stuff, it just happened. I mean, literally, all of that stuff was one take.
No all editing, no all planning. You just hear
the bee in the truck, everything.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
All of that was one take.
You had people out there singing with you.
The only time was when Brandon Snyder runs out of the office cheering me on.
Yeah. Yeah. The finale.
So we set up a tripod.
I meant to have that even queued up to
that
play.
That was a one take. That was a one and done. It took us maybe a minute and a half to do that.
But they can find you if you need help with your mortgages, if you're buying, selling, right? Anything?
Yeah,
talk to Josh.
My number's Josh plastered Campbell, everywhere.
Impact Mortgage Group. Mm-hmm. Hit them up. Good guys.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. We do have a good group.
Good group of dudes. It's the MCTV Summer Takeover. I'm Michael.
Takeover. This is Tony.
And Josh Campbell.
We appreciate y'all. Check us out next time.
Bye, Coleman.
Yes, sir. Let's go, baby.
Y'all have a good one.